Shelly and Ryan are here from Jackson Magazine. Shelly Jusick, Ryan Muller.
Yay. Good morning.
Former
morning.
Pride of Philadelphia, the Flyers, do or die tonight, Ryan.
Yeah, no, it's been some stressful nights in at my place watching this team, but
do or
still
die
got
tonight.
A chance. Still got a chance. So
Claude Giroux finally got a goal.
Hey, as Coach said, it was time for him to put his big boy pants
my
on,
God,
so that's what he did.
25 games? Is that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while, but
do you know what we're talking about, Shelly? Yeah,
absolutely no idea. I'm sure you talk about hockey, but
None. So we have.
Yeah, I'll just leave you two to it.
We have the big issue: the healthcare angels.
It is a big issue, you
fantastic.
Know, especially with all of this going on with our pandemic. It's timely. I mean, we do our healthcare angels every September, but this one became real special when we knew. All the things that our healthcare workers have been through.
A lot of angels out there.
A lot of angels. We had a lot of great nominations. We did narrow it down to 13 this year. We usually try to do anywhere between 10 and 13-ish. And, you know, some of our healthcare angels actually were on the front lines with the COVID. Some just were in their own doctor offices and such, just helping people staying healthy during all that because people were so afraid to come in. There was, you know, a lot of fears, and they helped people through it. And a lot of our angels have very interesting backgrounds on how they got to where they are. You know, some didn't start out as healthcare people in their professions. So it's real interesting to read their stories and see who they are. And I want to take just a quick second and name our healthcare angels. Of course, on the cover, we have Lana Black from Henry Ford, Maria Boyle, also from Henry Ford. Amy Chamberlain is from Ortho Rehab Specialists. Adrian Cognata from Henry Ford Allegiance Health. Laura McCulley is from Women's First Health. Kathy Niehaus, St. Joe's Chelsea Hospital. Savannah Phillips from Ilara Caring, Tess Powell from Henry Ford Allegiance Health, Samantha Skripchik from Brooklyn Living Center, Kelly Trushin, Henry Ford, Susan Waite from Beltone, Alicia Dubois Whalen from Schmidt and Amin Dentists, and Elizabeth Zwick from Mid Michigan Health. A great variety from different areas, different places. A lot of Henry Ford, but we know that they were in different doctors' offices and as well as the ER in the hospital and fighting the good fight. So
they were all nominated, and that's got to be that was kind of probably. Tough choices.
They are tough choices. And we do look at not only what they do in their own profession, but what are they doing in the community as well? How did they go above and beyond? And some of these people, you know, Susan Waite is an example with Beltone. I mean, people needed to hear. They needed their hearing aids. You know, there's a lot that goes on with hearing aids and your memory and things. And she would deliver them to people's mailboxes just to make sure that they were still able to hear. So there's things that they had to adapt. And change and really still make people's lives, you know, better during all the pandemic. So that was really neat. One thing we did do too this month is a special story on the front lines. We just wanted to tell the story of all the frontline workers, but there's just so many. But we did do a story on Henry Ford and how they coped with all the challenges of COVID, the changes they had to make, the things that they went through and the personnel, you know, stepping up there and just helped to honor our healthcare heroes on those front lines. So we have a special story on that, too, and all the different things that they've gone through. So we're real excited about all the things that we were able to bring in our normal September issue of Healthcare Angels, but this time really pushing it out there with all of our special heroes.
Very special issue.
Yes, yes, very good.
So what else?
Yep. So
all of us at Jackson Magazine are looking forward to honoring these healthcare heroes. As we've done in the past, we're going to put on an event for them this year with everything going on. It will look a little bit different than some of our other events have in the past. We are going to host the event outside. And unfortunately, we're going to have to limit the attendance just to our invited winners and their guests. But none of this would be possible without the great support of our local community. community, and especially the great teams over at Lloyd Gittin Retirement Centers, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and Right at Home. Again, we could not do anything that we're doing to honor these healthcare heroes without those terrific organizations.
Mm-hmm. So where are you doing that
at? Well, we're going to do it at Ella Sharp. We're going to do it outside at the patio. So hopefully,
I
think it's supposed to rain. But
what?
We've got tents.
What do you mean it's supposed to rain?
Next week. Will you tell me? You're the weather guy.
I just said sunny.
Next
sunny.
Week. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to hold you to it Wednesday. So hopefully we're going to... We'll make it through. We just seriously want to not. We want to.
Let's just hope we're here next Wednesday. Come on.
Oh, no big thing.
You don't worry about the weather next Wednesday, Shelley. Come on.
Well, hey, another cool feature, you know, I'm usually on page 5. This issue, it's on page 3, but we do something called the forward. We find some interesting facts and just give some little tidbits. And this month, we wanted to look back at something historical. We found, you know, Spartan Radios was big in Jackson, and the Spartan Corporation was. And one of the things that they did make was radios. And Lloyd Gittin has the most amazing collection of these radios right from the beginning all the way through the time in which they made these radios. And it's just really cool to read that, to see what Spartan did, to see what kind of radios he has over at the Yield Carriage Shop. And it's just got a real unique picture in there. I want people to really take a look at. We put a picture of Lloyd's favorite radio in there, and there's just a little special surprise in there. I don't want to give it away. I want people to really look at that picture and see what they can see.
Those are neat if you ever get a chance to get over there.
They really are. You know, when we were looking and we did the research, we got to go and take a look at them and take these pictures, and I was just amazed at...
See a few cars?
Well, we saw the cars. You know, we see all the fun things that he has. I love his little pedal car collection, of course, but just the radios themselves, the oldest one that is in there, and he's got some of the collections from Spartan Radio. Before they tore the building down, they actually gave Dave Hockenbrock, who was the president at the time, gave Lloyd a lot of information and boxes of information and a lot of different artifacts, like some of the signs that they had on the wall. And we show that, too, in there. And it's just real unique. It's fun to look at some of our history in Jackson. So,
cool feature.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead with our upcoming, something that's coming up here soon is our Best of Jackson. And we have 6 categories this year. The voting doesn't start till October, but we probably won't see you before the 1st of October when it opens. So I wanted to let the listeners know the upcoming categories for this year. So start thinking about who you think is the best in each category. Those are going to be our best coffee shop, the best pest control, got to take care of them bugs, best heating and cooling, best accounting firm, best dental practice, and best burrito. So we're gonna get excited about all that fun
that
stuff to look at. Yeah, we try to mix it up every year and see what do we haven't, you know, looked at in a while. And so we're excited about these categories, and the voting starts October 1st, so just check out our website, jacksonmagazine.com. Go to jacksonmagazine.com, click events, and select Best of Jackson, and there will be the whole list of everybody that's nominated. We're not putting that out here. We would be all day, especially when it came to like the dental practices. There's quite a few around town. So vote for your favorite in each of those categories.
Do you have a write-ins?
We've had people call us, they would rather not get on the computer, and we'll take their vote for them and put that in for them. We don't have nomination, like, hard copy forms. Best thing to do is go to our website, or you can call us.
No, I mean, can you write in a...
Actually, yes, there is an option to add someone else that in case we have forgotten someone. We try to do our research, but you never know. There could be someone serving a burrito we just don't know.
Sure.
That might top all the other ones in town. So definitely go online. And we do October, November is a preliminaries. Then we narrow it down to the top 3 in each category, and we do final voting through December. So our event for that is in March.
So,
speaking of October, we're also going to be looking for nominations for our 2021 Top Teacher. Our teachers have gone the extra mile this past year between the stay-at-home orders and shifting to online education. So if you know of a teacher who went above and beyond during this time to not only help the students, but parents as well, please let us know who they are by going to JacksonMagazine.com for them to be nominated for the 2021 Top Teacher Award. And a special shout out to the Hearst Foundation and Jackson Community Foundation for increasing the award money given out to our award winners. In 2021, the top teacher will receive $7,500.
Sweet.
To do whatever they want to with, and our four other winners as well will receive an additional $1,500 for use in their classroom or towards professional development. So big shout out to the Hearst Foundation and Jackson Community Foundation for helping us honor those who are, again, doing so much in an unprecedented time.
And the nominations are due October 16, so time is getting real short for that.
Coming
we
up.
Go through a big process. You know, these awards aren't given out till next May, but we evaluate the teachers. We have people that go in and observe these teachers. We really check them out. They have a long process of giving us these questionnaires. They tell us all about their best research practices. It's very intensive. In fact, we've been told it's more intensive than the Michigan Teacher of the Year as far as what we do to make sure that these are the best teachers. Teachers in Jackson.
And you must get a big list there.
We usually get close to 100 nominations every year. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's exciting. We narrow it down to top 10. We give the awards to the top 5. And it's just it's a really important thing to really recognize those teachers. And again, especially this year, they've had to really go through a lot of changes themselves, their own fears, you know, of what can happen, and making a lot of adjustments to their curriculum and to their teaching styles. And so we really want to recognize them. So October 16, again, go on our website, jacksonmagazine.com, select top teachers, and nominate your best teacher.
So, Ryan, how long have you been in Jackson?
I've been in Jackson now since 2014.
Oh, well, so you've been around.
I've been around a good bit now, okay. So really a great place.
I thought you just blew in, you know.
Oh, that, no.
Last
no.
month.
Those winds that blew me in are long gone. So
yeah.
Okay. So you know what's shaking around here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Cool.
In fact, he's working on our next issue, the leadership issue.
Yeah, so come November.
November.
Yeah, so in November, we're going to be talking to local community leaders and hearing about their leadership styles and the challenges they face, not only in day-to-day decision-making, but also trying to plan ahead for their organization and those serving our community as well. So it's going to be a really interesting addition, and we look forward to putting it together and hearing what they've come to us to say, and hopefully it's a piece that we all can refer to going forward. So, you know, if anyone's interested in being a part of this issue from an advertising standpoint or whatnot, feel free to give me a call over at the magazine.
Shelley, how do they get the magazine?
They can get the magazine by going, again, to our website. They can give me a call. In the inside, usually, of the magazine, we have a little cutout piece if they can want to mail that in. Mm-hmm. But it's, get that good news at your door. It's $36 for 2 years, or if you just want to try it out for a year, it's $24. Easy peasy to do, and give us a call, go to our website, let us know.
But 10 years?
Yeah. Yep. You can
whatever.
Sure. If you want to pay ahead for 10 years, we can do it. We'll take it.
Hey, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having
Appreciate
us again.
It.
Lots of good stuff going on.
Jackson Magazine.